این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the issue of Palestine. Now the revolutionary and brave Muslims of Palestine are shouting, inviting Muslims to uprising and unity with tremendous effort and divine clamor. I request all Muslims to repose their trust in Allah and join battle alongside the armies that are now defending Palestine and lay no store on their lives and possessions in the defense and liberation of that occupied land.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from Arab English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences and speeches of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. On the subject of Palestine and the Quds, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "The issue of Quds is not a private or personal issue. It is not the exclusive problem of one country or a present-day problem of all Muslims. Rather, it is a phenomenon concerning the monotheists and the faithful people of all ages, past, present, and future." Well, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh understood the depth of the Palestinian issue, called for the movement in defense of Palestine and the world's oppressed people. He initiated a movement to free the occupied Quds even before the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh for decades had called for a unity against the Zionist regime. According to Imam, the issue of Quds is not a private or personal issue, and it is neither exclusive, you see. Rather, it is a phenomenon concerning the monotheists, and it depends on people of all ages.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
We see the reflection of Imam Khomeini's school of thought in more than one area, especially in terms of Iran's allies who have made use of his ideas in resisting imperialism and colonialism, supporting the oppressed and standing firm against oppression, as well as in understanding and realizing economic independence and self-reliance. The Lebanese and the Palestinian resistance learned a lot from this revolution and benefited from Ayatollah Khomeini's thoughts. You know, they hold their arms in the face of the enemy and the oppressor, and they work for the well-being of the people and to support the weak wherever they are. And this is, in fact, totally in line with the principles of Islamic Revolution and what our dear leader, in fact, has taught us. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh on the concept of Palestine and the Quds. Well, he said, "The issue of Quds is not a private or personal issue. It is not the exclusive problem of one country or a present-day problem of all Muslims. Rather, it is a phenomenon concerning the monotheists and the faithful people of all ages, that is past, present, and future." Thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Spring of the Truth. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.